Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Week 3 Term 4 Staff Podcast. I want to thank everybody for another busy week that's just been completed. The assembly at the end of the week I thought was a good way to finish, and I appreciate everybody pitching in with the changes that we've made from a setup point of view and also how we run the assembly. I know it takes a lot of work to prepare for assembly, and I appreciate all the work that went in, make sure that those certificates were created from the selections that staff have put together. And it was good to celebrate the successes of our students, considering we haven't met since the pandemic broke. I want to move on to the data group presentations that are coming up later this term. I know that we've been providing some professional learning around that. I want to encourage people to keep the process as simple as possible. The whole concept is to use the information that we've gleaned out from our students within our data groups, both from an academic point of view, from the data that the department collects around each student, but also the anecdotal information that other colleagues have collected through sector, the continuous reporting and the information that you've been able to get from families as well, and putting that together and putting two quite simple goals together, one around literacy and in particular writing improvement, and the second one around a social and emotional goal. At this point in the process, we're not after smarter goals and creating one plans. That's something that we'll continue to work to in our journey over the next couple of years. I just want this to be a very simple conversation that you're having with your colleagues in the second half of the term, centered around the information that you'll be able to gather around a key group of students within your data group. We will continue to provide time for you on Wednesday afternoons. Some of that will be structured, some of it will be unstructured, and I know that we'll have a little bit of work to do from 3 until 3:30 on Wednesday, and then you'll have some unstructured time to get on and prepare for those presentations in the coming weeks. Moving on to this week that is happening, a fair bit happening outside the classroom. There are the Year 7 primary school visits are beginning in earnest. We're catching up with those primary schools, not only about next year's intake, but the double intake in 2022, so that's exciting work. There's also the Vet Come and Try days this week. There's a large day where visiting public schools are coming on Wednesday, and I thank Tiff for all of her organisation around that, with the support of some corporate staff. And then there's a smaller version the following day on the Thursday, where we're having something similar for the two private schools and the sharing of subjects that we have with St. Joe's and Navigators. Moving on, the Governing Council meets on Wednesday night at 6:30. There is some key agenda items on that I would like to share with you. The school canteen is being discussed. The Governing Council are looking at a private provider coming to for the rest of the year and having a canteen, a mobile service. So that's on the agenda to look through. There's also some more information that's come from the department about borrowing money for the redevelopment, and we hopefully have some extra information from the department so that we can discuss that as a governing council. Once we've got some clear direction from the governing council, we'll share some of the details of that with the staff, and also getting them to look at a revamp of the Year 12 form now that restrictions have changed and what the format of that looks like. And I would like the Governing Council to be a lot more active in that process, particularly from a parent body, to see what we can do for this current group of Year 12s, considering the restrictions that they've been studying under to date. If you've got anything that you want to share with Governing Council, please make sure you catch up with Tanya and Mel. We are meeting reasonably regularly, so if you've got an agenda item, it will be heard inside a month or so. Please keep up to date with the changes that are happening around subject counselling. We are under some limited restrictions, and we've decided to not necessarily run the process like we have in previous years. So please keep up to date with that. It'll be a rolling event rather than a particular week, And you just need to keep up to date with how you fit in as data group teachers, but also how you fit in as ancillary staff, both within the classroom and also administration. Also want to draw your attention to the work that PAC is doing over the coming term. It's an important third term in the sense that we need to restructure the school in preparation for Year 7's coming. So what I've asked for from a range of areas of the school is some position papers put to PAC, and I would encourage you to be part of that process because it will mean some significant restructures around a range of areas. So the Year 7 to High School Working Party have put a proposal together around leadership structures for the middle school. I've encouraged the senior school to do the same. But also from a well-being point of view as well, and also the third sub-school being that off-site at the TLC. Obviously, we've had a change in how we spend our money from a well-being point of view with youth workers coming aboard, and we would like your feedback through those working parties to PAC about whether you think things have worked for the better this year, considering those changes that we've made, but also taking into account that we are going to have upwards of 160 extra students on site and some extra staff as well. So please keep up to date with the information that's coming out of those working parties. And if you've got an opinion, make sure you're putting it into PAC over the coming term. Again, thank you for all of your work. Lots of things are in their new phase, and that creates some tension and hopefully good tension as we continue to improve as an organisation for our students. To finish off, what do a group of whales listen to on a long journey? The answer is a podcast. Have a lovely week, everyone.